the hook behind the title, or the, you know, the reason why you'd say, what the hell is Slippery and Wet? Originally, the album is called Wanted Dead or Alive.
Right.
And it's the name of the ballad on the album. It's a song that we don't feel it'll be a single, but we think that it'll be a song that is going to get a lot of attention. So we felt that by titling the album that it would draw attention. Took some pictures. We flew a photographer up to shoot a cover and from New York to Vancouver and went through a whole lot of headaches and got this guy up there. And when we did, we were looking at the Polaroids one night in a strip bar. And we would frequent this place, and it was called the Number 5 Orange. And in Vancouver, unlike in the States, the women completely strip naked and get in these plexiglass showers at the end of their set, which is usually three songs, and shower down to a ballad. Well, this is pretty interesting, and we sort of, after, you know, knowing a lot of the girls and meeting them, they would dance to our music. So, you know, entertainment for what it's worth, we'd go there and watch our music being put to what the true value of it was, which is tits and hair, right? So we go to this place, and we're looking at the Polaroids, Richie and myself, and we're getting a little pissed and drinking away and thinking about, oh, God, we just went through all this trouble flying this guy up, and how are we going to tell everyone we hate this cover? Just hated it. It was so posed that it was not at all what we wanted to be. And the idea for the front cover that I had seemed that everyone else hated it, and it was just, we were fighting a losing battle. So she's vying for our attention in the meantime on the stage. We were drinking and looking at these pictures and basically discussing business. And we're sitting sort of like this, and she was over here. And we're going, oh, this is just, oh, God, this is just awful, oh, God. And she's doing everything short of banging on the plexiglass shower, right? So finally, you know, I mean, it caught my eye, caught his eye, that she's in there just soaked up to make, you know, Mr. Bubble happy, right? And I says, my God, I bet she's wet, you know, to make a conversation clean for tape here. And talking about it, one thing led to another, and we said, Slippery when wet, oh yeah, those road signs, oh, wouldn't that be funny, and we should do this for the cover. And I says, you're right, that's what we should do for the cover. So we shot a makeshift plexiglass shower with a girl behind it, knowing that she had to have clothes on to hit the racks, especially in America. We put a t-shirt on her. And this girl, this one that we finally put on, it was from New Jersey, and, you know, from the beach. They brought models down, the same photographer. And these girls had an attitude and a half. I says, tell you what, why don't you get on the bus and go back to New York?
Yeah.
And we went right across the street from my house and went on the beach and said, would you like to be on our cover? Would you like to be on our cover? And nobody wanted anything. And they just were ecstatic that they were going to do this.